Good morning. This is Syl Stein from The Daily with Syl Stein, now through Spotify for Podcasters, which also presents The Coffee Chronicles. And I'm so happy that I can do a podcast today. Happy Labor Day. If you're home, I hope you're getting some rest or work done, whatever it is that you need to get done today. If you're working, I hope that you find some time to rest. But I wanted to say I'm very happy that I could come on and do a podcast. It gets very busy for me these days. I work at school, of course. I'm mom, I'm a wife. You know, so many things that, so many caps that we wear every day, all of us, you know, in our own lives. And I didn't, I need to get more consistent about my podcast, which is The Daily with Syl Stein, now through Spotify for Podcasters. It used to be formerly Anchor FM. And then it's also Anchor, goes through Spotify for Podcasters and other platforms. But I'm happy to be here to be able to do a podcast today for The Daily with Syl Stein, which through Spotify for Podcasters, which also presents The Coffee Chronicles. But I wanted to talk today about, because of course my podcast focuses on books, coffee, writing tips, author interviews, my own author journey, and all about books, of course, and as I mentioned. And I also like to talk about Broadway, because I love Broadway. And we went to go see Wicked, the musical. If you're not familiar with it, Wicked is based off the book by Gregory Maguire. He wrote this in 1995, and in 2003, it became a musical. Now, this is a book in the perspective of the life and times of the Wicked Witch of the West. And it was to show a story which tells the story of the Wicked Witch of the West. And as we get to know her, her name, there's a name for her. We find out her first name and, you know, how she was friends with Glinda or Galinda, and then became Glinda, the Good Witch of the North. And we find out that her name is Elphaba. And so basically from that, they made a musical out of it. And it was done. Give me a second here. So I want to get this correct. And this is a musical with music and lyrics by Stephen Schwartz and a book by Winnie Holzman based off the 1995 Gregory Maguire novel Wicked, The Life and Times of the Wicked Witch of the West. And as I saw the morning show, that they showed an interview with Gregory Maguire and they interviewed about it's Sunday Morning, I think that's the show on CBS, and Jane Pauley's in it, and some the interviewer, which wasn't Jane Pauley, interviewed Gregory Maguire, and basically he said it was based off he wanted to pay tribute to L. Frank Baum because he created The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, a children's book, and then he took it to another level by creating Elphaba, and the name comes from the name L. Frank Baum. So Elphaba, it was kind of like paying a tribute to the original writer of The Wizard of Oz, or The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, as we know, is based off the story with Dorothy going, you know, and in the, you know, the tornado or cyclone and landing in, you know, Munchkin Land, or and then Emerald City, they're going to see the wizard, meeting the scarecrow, the lion, and the tin man, and the Wicked Witch is supposed to be the evil character. But in this story, or the musical, we find out that it wasn't that way. Elphaba, if you read the book by Gregory Maguire, it shows a darker picture of everything that happened to Elphaba from birth, and how she was treated differently. And then Stephen Schwartz and Winnie Holzman, who wrote the book, Stephen Schwartz with the music, create this musical. And we learn more about both Glinda and also Elphaba, which is the Wicked Witch, which, as we know, was the Wicked Witch of the West. And we learn more about them and their story. And it was just so wonderful to get back to watching that musical. I had watched it in 2012. I was able to watch it back again. And just this Saturday, thanks to my husband, we got tickets. We went to see it. The musical numbers are fabulous from, you know, from start to finish. And of course, the songs that always catch your eye are popular, because that's the song that's supposed to be an interaction with Glinda and Elphaba. And then, you know, and how she's trying to change her, because they go to school together and, you know, trying to make her look more presentable. But, you know, Elphaba is unique in her own way and makes people, you know, fall in love with her or like her from the way she is. And that's not the story we know at all, because in the beginning, it starts off as the Wizard of Oz, where the Wicked Witch is dead. And then they ask Glinda, you know, were you friends with her? And there begins the story of how they met in school and how Elphaba had to care for her sister. She was born, green because of something you find out from the wizard, you know, and you find out who the real villains are. And then, you know, it goes from there. But there's a friendship between Glinda, or Galinda, but then it's Glinda and Elphaba. And then, you know, the winning songs defy gravity. There's No One Mourns the Wicked. Then there's, of course, For Good, which is about a friendship between these two women and these two characters, and how their friendship and, you know, the sides that they take and everything. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful musical. I thought it was great. I love the music. I love that, you know, we were able to, like, it's just a phenomenal story, as all, you know, musicals have their tragic moments and their sad moments. But the people doing the tour were amazing. They were just so into the story, into the, you know, and they brought up all this great singing, and they were just so amazing, you know. Let me see if I can find the cast. And I do have the book, I just don't have it with me right now. But it's supposed to be, let's see. Okay, Alyssa Fox is the, I believe she took over, and in March 7, 2023, and let me see here. Give me one moment. Give me a moment. Celia Hotenstein as Glinda and Olivia Valley as Elphaba in the national tour of Wicked. Somebody was saying that it was an understudy for Elphaba, but I'm not really sure if that's what I understood was correct. But those are the actresses playing the role, and they did amazing. Everyone was amazing, from Fiero to the wizard to the, you know, all the different characters in the story. And the musical numbers were phenomenal. And I just wanted to take the time to say, you know, if you haven't gone to see Wicked, you know, it's here till September 17th here in North Carolina, or Durham, North Carolina. If you live in the North Carolina area of Raleigh, it's here till September 17th. But It is in New York with, you know, Broadway. I know there was a teacher friend of mine at school, co-worker and friend, who went to see it in New York, which was fabulous. And I can only imagine how great that was. But if you haven't taken the time to see it or read, the book is a lot darker. It's more, I feel like the book itself is more for adults. The musical is still more tame because it focuses on the Wicked Witch, or not the Wicked Witch, but it focuses on Elphaba as not just being the Wicked Witch of the West, but she has a story, and she was a young girl and her life and how it went and why she became who she became, and who the real villains were in this story. So it's just enjoyable. I would think, you know, like more of kids that are maybe middle school, high school, in my opinion, would enjoy more of the musical. I'm not saying younger kids can't, but I feel like in some ways this is more, you know, the storyline is more based off of how you get treated differently when you're, you know, when you look different and you don't look the same, and how people need to act better and treat you better. And Elphaba shows us that, you know, she overcame a lot, tried to do something different, but it, you know, she was misunderstood. But I do like the friendship that she built with Glinda, and all the different things that go on, comedy and sadness, and all the different things are a great combination in this musical. And if you haven't gone to see Wicked the musical, please do. You read the novel. Like I said, it's based off some of the novel, so don't take it to heart where it's exactly the same. Mainly, the main point is the friendship between Glinda and Elphaba, and also the story behind her childhood and how she grew up and the different things she had to overcome. So, but the musical is wonderful, and I hope that you take the time to see it. And thank you, Gregory Maguire, for creating this other perspective of the Wicked Witch of the West, or as we know, the Wicked Witch of the West, and bringing a new turn to the Wizard of Oz, which you're familiar for. And thank you, L. Frank Baum, for creating the wonderful Wizard of Oz and these characters, for which we would have never gotten Wicked the musical, perhaps, because you know, then Stephen Schwartz wouldn't have ever created these great musical numbers, and then have these wonderful actresses from all around in Broadway playing the role. Like, the first ones that got to play this role was Kristen Chenoweth and Idina Menzel. And I almost mispronounced her name like John Travolta did. Idina Menzel, who's also Elsa in Frozen, and she's done Rent and so many. She's an established Broadway star. And then, of course, Kristen Chenoweth has done so much in the Broadway world, and even was on Glee. Both of them were on Glee. And it's just amazing to watch. And then, of course, Megan Hilty, who was on Smash, played Glinda. And of course, Anna Gasteyer got to play Elphaba, because I have the program book of all the people that have gone on and played the role. So there's been many talented people, from the crew to the, you know, the great, you know, where you see the monkeys coming out, the flying monkeys, and all the stage, the costumes, the production, the chorus. All the other characters, you know, everyone has, it's just a fabulous musical. So I hope if you do get the time to watch and find out more about Wicked the musical, please do. And I just wanted to come today and share the Daily Whistlestein through Spotify for Podcasters to talk a little bit about the musical, how wonderful it was Saturday. And I just wanted to tell you more about that. If you want to learn more about Wicked, we'll try to put some links about where you can find the book, where you can check out the musical and the musical numbers. Of course, I'm not sharing. I'll play them in a separate link because sometimes when you share the music on the episodes, it's very different from, you know, when you have them on your in your link to your own episodes. Because, of course, you know, the music doesn't belong to you. So, you got to be careful with copyright and all of that. But I will post them separately so you can check them out. If you haven't, if you have enjoyed Wicked the Musical, let me know what part and what did you love best about it. It's one of the best musicals. Of course, now I'm going to try to have a segment for Broadway. As I had when I spoke to the Queen of Light. And I hope she can come on and we can share more about that. And also talk more about all other musicals, which I'm planning to go see Funny Girl in November. It's going to be here at the DPAC. It won't be the same, in my opinion, as watching it with the amazing Lea Michele, who just finished her Broadway run. It closed up in the August Wilson Theater this past Sunday or yesterday. But I am curious about the touring company and watching it perhaps in November. So it'll be here at the DPAC. So, and you know, and Waitress I got to see also, and I'll share more about that on another episode. And share your, you know, your thoughts on musicals and how you feel about them. And hopefully there's more to come. But I hope you have a blessed Monday. Enjoy your Labor Day. Enjoy your coffee. I drank my Dunkin' Donut coffee with my fabulous mug that my husband got me at the Wicked Musical, and also I got a t-shirt and a tote bag, so I'm really excited. I already had a program of it from 2012, so but I'm really, really blessed. I hope you all have a blessed Monday, and join me again for the Daily with Sil Stein, now through Spotify for Podcasters. There is a newsletter coming out. I'm hoping it'll be out tomorrow, but this week, and then every month you'll get a newsletter. Subscribe to the Daily with Sil Stein through Spotify for Podcasters, and which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. You'll find out all the news, the giveaways, the writing tips, the authors coming to the show, and I will try to keep it more consistent. Thank you so much. Have a happy Monday. Thank you for joining me today. And I'll have more author news in a separate episode coming up this week. And I hope you all enjoy your awesome, awesome Labor Day. And if you're working, I hope you get some rest. And thank you all. And I want to send a big shout out to my sister, Fran Olivares, who's driving my niece, Doris Agard, back to college. Best of luck, Doris. I hope that you have a fabulous college experience there in Texas A&M in Corpus Christi. She's an Islander. She's doing fabulous. I wish her all the best. Have a safe trip and love you. And also my son Paul started at Wake Tech here in Raleigh, North Carolina, so he didn't have to go far. Wishing all the college students, all the students that are going back to school or have already started, a happy first day back. We started last week with our students and the week before for us teachers, and many of you have already started. Some of you are just beginning the school year. I wish my children Paul and of course Paul, Connie, and Mike, but also Consuelo, who's in eighth grade, my son Michael in his second week of school, he's a senior at Puquiverina High School, wish him all the best. And all those that are starting school, my nephew Alex Olivares, my other nephew Frankie, who's starting on college. I want to wish also, of course, Sergio and Lisa all the best, and their children who are starting school tomorrow. Nina, Maverick, and Gunner, wishing you all the best. And all the students that are starting school, wishing them all the best. And all the teachers, parents, and all the people that do so much for our students, wishing you the best school year and many blessings. And anyone that I forgot, and thank you for joining me here on the Daily with Sil Stein, now through Spotify for Podcasters. Shout out to Tara James and Samantha Sorcorso, who are the ones that share and do so much for me. The PAs, they're awesome. And anyone that I forgot, I hope you all have an amazing, amazing rest of your Monday. Thank you, and join me again.